This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean cry.
Prepared for the show, but I've been on quasi-vacation, also working. Come back tomorrow. And it's not the crew's fault. When I hit a frustration level, I got to go off air until I find all the stuff I want, because I'm not going to sit here and make claims on air to you without actually showing it to you. And this is part of the paradigm problem. About 2 weeks ago, it came out that Homeland Security at universities across the country is handing out millions and millions of dollars of grants to teach students that all conservatives are terrorists and white supremacists. You see it all over the news, you know about it. And if you look up there, you see InfoWars is in the right-hand corner, right below the Nazis. All right? You got below that a CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network. Wow, they're Nazis. And Republican Party and Fox News and the American flag and the Heritage Foundation and the NRA and the John Birch Society. And so it's a whole article about that that was on InfoWars a few days ago. The frustration is, here's a week and a half before InfoWars even wrote an article about how we were being attacked. And I'm not mad at the crew. It's the same thing with me. It's like, it's not, we can't even, we had to update the website a few years ago, so everything 4 years older, got put in a thing like an archive. It's all messed up. And so Rob New was able to find our articles about us being listed as terrorists, and that Facebook said that they can organize assaults on us. And we don't even focus on ourselves enough, the listeners aren't going to think we're important either. I mean, I'm going to have my head blown off tomorrow. There probably wouldn't even be an article about it on InfoWars. All right? So, and I'm not mad. I'm just saying, we need to be focused on how serious and dangerous this is. Were we able to find the article 2 days ago where we finally wrote about it? So I want people to be able to get this. I want to put it up on InfoWars.com. Yeah, there it is. Biden DHS funding university programs claiming InfoWars part of right-wing service network. It doesn't just say that. It says that we're terrorists, folks. See, and I'm not mad at anybody. It's just that we don't realize the time we're in. We don't realize how dangerous the hour is. We don't realize how far gone things are. So I'm just blowing up here, period, because it's just, we're just used to being abused is what it is. And that's what I was going to say when I came on today, because I was listening to Owen in the first 30 minutes while I was getting ready. He kept saying, why don't we care? Why do they get away with it? Why is it getting worse? And it's because we've all gotten used to being abused, like a woman in a bad relationship or a man. There are a lot of relationships where women beat the men. And we just sit here and we take it, and we've had our will broken. And so they traffic kids in front of us and ship fentanyl in, and you know, they're destroying the dollar in front of us and launching World War III, and no one's there to constrain the lunatics and their megalomaniacal power trip. And I'm mad at myself just as much as I'm irritated with, you know. I mean, my family are great people and smart, but they don't even take any of this. I mean, they're just so used to the New World Order and persecution, they just roll their eyes. And I guess that's a defense mechanism. You know, I guess it's a good thing that I've gotten comfortable with being hunted and attacked and lied about constantly. I guess it's a defense mechanism. At least we're not like the left, where nobody's persecuting them or doing anything to them, and they run around whining and bitching and saying they're victims of book banning and persecution. No one's banning books. We're saying you can't give child porn to children. Yeah, that's what they've got in the schools. Genderqueer has graphic cartoons that are like real cartoons, it looks real, of adults raping children. It tells children, try out when the man wants to put you in his van. I mean, what the hell? They're handing manuals out to kids on how to get kidnapped and murdered. I mean, and that's what they're doing. You know, I didn't even air this last week, but this week, it's my fault. We had a clip last week and one like on Monday, and I never got to it. I want both clips of men that have had their penises cut off, saying how painful it is and how horrible it is, because they don't just cut the penises off, folks. They create a big bleeding, rotting hole that almost always ends up killing people. And then when they die from it, they say, well, we killed the transgenders, so we weren't nice to them. But that's not half as bad. The fake vagina is not as bad as the fake penises.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
All right, so you tuned in now to the second hour. Owen Schroyer did a really great job last hour. Detailing the hypocrisy, the corruption, the breakaway government we have, the deep state is now out in the open, protecting all this criminal activity. And Hunter Biden, yeah, the child porn's terrible. Yeah, the crack cocaine's terrible. Yeah, him with trophy photos with his niece and nephews and, you know, with his penis hanging out with 7-year-old girls. And, obviously, you know, he's wearing a robe, they're wearing robes. I mean, it's all trophy photos he sends to his buddies. That's criminal. It's horrible. He deserves to be in prison for the rest of his life. You got Biden's daughter saying, yeah, I think my dad raped me in the shower. And the people that have been abused, that's how it is. They're like, I think I was raped. I don't want to say it. It's embarrassing. But my daddy raped me. My daddy raped me. But that's why they're compromised individuals the globalists put in power, because they can destroy them anytime they want to. That's part of the course. When you see a group of Democrats up on a stage at a federal level, 80% of them rape children. 80% of them rape children. And I'd say 10% on the stage murder children. That's very conservative. And I stake my soul on that guesstimation. I'm not saying that for hyperbole. 10% on the stage actually murder children and drink their blood. And black magic rituals. This is all coming out. You've seen it. UN reports coming out. Whistleblowers everywhere. I mean, it's just the Black Sabbath rituals. That's not just the name of a rock band. Look what a Black Sabbath ritual is. You'll know all about it. So maybe 10% of Republicans are pedophiles, and there's a lot of them as well. But a lot of famous mobsters have gotten out of prison. I saw one of them on Patrick Ben David's show just a few days ago. And he said, you know, I had conservative values, but as a gangster, was doing illegal stuff, money laundering and things, I had to work with the Democrats because everybody knew they were the ones that were corrupt. Republicans were almost never corrupt and would not do deals with us. We'd threaten a Republican, try to squeeze him. They'd say, okay, come on over to your house. We got guns, too. Now, that was Republicans 20, 30 years ago. But that's how my family is. Now, we've had family in the past have mafia trying to shake us down. Let's go. Well, good. Bring your guns and get ready for you to die, too. And don't think we won't come find your ass. You think you're the only one who knows how to pull a trigger around here, buddy boy? So you think you're the only ones who know how to kill people? The point is that we know how to kill people, too. But the issue is, we don't want to do that. We want to build a civilization. And so there's this big famous mobster on there talking about the Democrats are the party of the corrupt, okay? That means the Republicans aren't evil up the top and globalists and all this. But, I mean, when you finally realize that the Democrats are ultra evil, folks, like as evil as you, I mean, they're the real gangsters. They're the real criminals. They're the real Legion of Doom. The Italian mafia running scams on concrete and prostitutes. And that's like The Godfather's based on a composite of true stories. Frank Sinatra, all of it's in there. You know, the big crime family in New York. Those are all real names, real people with the names changed. And in it, the Don says, I'm not going to sell heroin to kids. I'm not going to do that. Because all these judges we've got in our pockets soon won't be there. Well, All those guys have been dead for 50, 60 years. The mafias they have today, ladies and gentlemen, are running the most horrible stuff. Snuff films, fentanyl. You see what's going on. But they're not running the show. The big hospital companies are running the shows. They're the ones that killed hundreds of thousands of people with ventilators worldwide under UN control. That's the real organized crime. That's the real organized crime. And that's where all of this is going. So we are a fallen, collapsed, corrupt system. And everybody obsesses over the Hunter Biden child porn. But what about the audio and the text messages where he says, I'm under the command with my dad of the head of Chinese intelligence. This is 4 years ago. And he's disappeared. I haven't gotten orders in several months. And he's worth $48 million, whatever number it is. Something, I think it was bigger than that. And you know, I've been getting paid by him, and I'm scared. What do I do? So he's sending audio files out to his people, including his dad, who'd been the vice president at that point, saying, where's my handler? Where? Because, you know, Biden sends his son out as the bag man to get the hundreds of millions of dollars. So this crackhead's under the head of the Chinese intelligence directly handles him, and he's on the audio tapes that he sends out to people because he thinks he's invincible. He's a Chinese spy, ladies and gentlemen. He's a Chinese spy. He's a communist Chinese spy. I mean, just let that sink into your brain for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. And then you see the congressional hearings. They're talking about myself and Owen Schroyer and people saying we're terrorists and we need to be put in jail. And all this crap, it's all a giant fraud. So this is what happens in civilization. You get to a corrupt point where everybody just says yes to the tyrants, and then the tyrants get out of their mind, and then everything collapses. And then civilization slowly comes back. But this time we've got nuclear weapons. This time we've got biological weapons. Now it's come out that they lied. Of course they did last year. But there's no biolabs in Ukraine. There's no biolabs. Turns out there are super weapon biolabs with stuff thousands of times worse than COVID. When I say thousands, I mean COVID was novel, weird. If you didn't get treatment, it could kill you. It was a new virus, but they made it to create a vaccine for it. That was the whole point. They got stuff that kills 50%, 80%, 90%. And they admit at these labs that the U.S. government runs. Why would anyone in the U.S. government want to work there? Why would you be part of something illegal? Why would you do this? Well, they can find people that will do it. And even the congressional hearings happening, and it's all coming out, they're still doing it. And, of course, Russia claimed that last year. This year, we played it a month ago. They had press conferences going, yeah, we do have those labs. Yeah, we do have gain of function. Yeah, we do have stuff that will kill the majority of people come in contact with it. Well, I mean, because you're lunatics. But Biden said just last week, the number one threat is white supremacists. And he defines white supremacists as anybody who's right of Mao Zedong. There's no limit. I mean, the ADL says that Elon Musk is anti-Semitic. What? The ADL says Donald Trump's anti-Semitic. The ADL says Tucker Carlson's anti-Semitic. I mean, it's obscene. It's absurd. But that's where this is going, ladies and gentlemen. And then the idea is, well, you're going to be arrested if you're anti-Semitic. No, people have a right to be anti-Semitic. And here's the issue. It's going to make people who aren't sophisticated anti-Semitic when you brand all this tyranny, all this surveillance, all this censorship, all this craziness, all Black Lives Matter, burning down cities, arresting patriots. When you brand it as the ADL runs it. And they have the State Department. Thank you, ADL, for developing the plan for the intelligence agencies to take on the white people. And white people are inherently evil, and white people are inherently bad. We're going to skip this word break. I'm going to bring Owen Schroyer in here, and I kind of spun out earlier getting mad. And I don't want to say it's PTSD. It is not. But it is frustration when I start remembering that Facebook, the biggest media organization in the world, 3.5, 4 years ago, did a next-level ban saying, you're not allowed to say nice things about Alex Jones, but you are allowed to call for violence against him and organized violence. And they did find the documents. We'll show it at the bottom of the hour. Rob Duke came in like 15 minutes ago and told me he gave it to you guys. So we put that on screen, please. So that's what's going on here. That's what's happening. And we're going to show some news articles about it, because I know we wrote articles about it. I know it was all over the news and Time. And if you know what? If we can't find the articles or something happened to them, even though it was a number one national story, it just shows how we don't write about ourselves. I understand it's there. New Facebook policy allows violence against conservatives. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Bingo. Let's update it. Let's repost to the front page. And let's make a big deal about this, because understand, this isn't the past. This is the future. This is what they're trying to do. Well, this is what they failed to do a few years ago, July 19th, 2019. So 4 years ago, a little under 4 years ago. Great job, crew. So I'm upset. And, you know, we need to be upset. We need to be pissed off, because I'm not threatened by this. I'm not threatened by them saying they're going to organize violence against me. Because it's so easy to just let all this go to hell. I mean, really, the people trying to start the civil war.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Falsifying documents, all transcripts. And there's a bunch of congressmen and lawyers, and a bunch of them could have held, they nodded. I mean, they know. I mean, I'm like, you really want me to be put in jail? Because anything I do, you're going to say is a lie. You dumb bastards. I mean, seriously, you think screwing me out of my rights is going to make you safe, you dumb asses? I know I'm ranting. Owen Schroyer, it just really gets me upset. Do you think I answered the question you were asking last hour?
Yeah, I think, though, we have to find the right pressure points, Alex. It's kind of like, you know, the smallest guy in the room with the right knowledge can win a fight. Like, you know, Bruce Lee. It's like, oh, he's not going to beat up that big, tough guy, 6'6", hulking man with huge arms and legs. And then he gets in there and he's got the most power. He knows the pressure points. So it's like, where can we apply the pressure as the American people to maybe try to institute a change? Because is it to apply pressure to Kevin McCarthy? Like, I'm not saying Kevin McCarthy is the be-all, end-all. To me, he's receiving a failing grade as a Speaker of the House, but it's like, is that the pressure point? Like, is that, like, if you come and you, boom, you hit right on that neck, like, your right side goes numb. You're out, right? It's like, where are the pressure points? Do we say, hey, Kevin McCarthy, every day, Kevin McCarthy, what are you doing, what are you doing? Until finally he's like, well, gee, I better do something here. I'm batting zero for the team. I'm going to lose my spot if I don't at least get a base hit and get on base. And then maybe that starts the dominoes. Because, I mean, this is just ridiculous at this point. The American people know the FBI is corrupt. At least half of Congress knows the FBI is corrupt. And it's just like, do we have no leverage at all? Are our hands completely gone? Are our legs completely cut off? I think we just don't know. We just don't know our abilities. We need to relearn the martial arts of politics.
I mean, I agree with that. And look, them going for contempt of Congress on the FBI director, I mean, this is a appointed individual approved by Congress, so they have the right to remove his ass. And, of course, you have Mitch McConnell, all the Republicans defending him. And then Trump even idiotically was defending putting this director in years ago. But it's all a disaster, and it's just bad at every level. It's bad at every single level. But at the same time, people like Director Ray, he's just a lawyer. He's just emblematic of somebody doing what he's told. They obviously know they've destroyed their careers, destroyed their names. But now they're thinking, and that's the other big thing I wanted to say, how do we make ourselves the heroes again? And the answer is they're going to attack the power grid and say we did it. And you can say, well, the public will see through that. I don't know. And I'm not trying to do the enemy's thinking for them, but the public's so lazy and spoiled at many levels, they'll just want their computer turned back on. They'll want their power turned back on. And so a lot of people will go along with it. I mean, of course, it'll have horrible repercussions and three or four steps down the road make it worse for the globalists. But see, they don't care. They always just one step ahead to stay in power, even though it makes it worse a few steps down for them. Then they think they'll have some new scam that gets them over the next hurdle. And you can see it's insurmountable. It's insane. And that's my real frustration is when I look at the globalists and their minions, we're all in the same sinking ship together and there aren't lifeboats. And they want to fight with me. And I'm just like, you people are crazy. I mean, I don't even want to fight with you dumbasses. I'm just so sick of how stupid you are and how moronic you are. This country was the wealthiest and the safest and the freest and the most dynamic because we did more than any other nation to empower the individual and have checks and balances. We were far from perfect and had a lot of bad episodes, but we've been course correcting and doing incredible things unlike any other nation the world's ever seen. And so, and now we've gone the polar opposite of what made us great. A 1-8. And then we ask ourselves, you know, why that is. And it's because we become lazy and become stupid and we acquiesce and say yes to all the yes men that say yes, the yes men, the yes men. And at the top, it's the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the British Saxe-Coburg-Gothas that aren't even British and aren't even German. They're like literally Transylvanian from the Count Dracula line. Can't make this up. And they're completely inbred pedophiles on record. And they don't even know what planet they're on anymore. And then we're all just receiving orders from these people. And George Soros is running around generaling. And they're just all psychotic out of their minds. It's like, what the hell is going on here? And then now the ADL says all white people are bad. They're backing all the leftist groups. And if you say, hey, whites, it's okay to be white. No, you're evil. We need to put you in jail. They're saying, we want to put you in jail. Don't you dumbasses realize that'll cause a real war? They're like, yeah, we'll get a lot of funding then when the New World Order tanks, you know, have the ADL on the side. And I mean, folks, the tanks coming to the American people, the globalists are going to put the Star of David on it, basically, because they think, well, no one will oppose this. And then literally people are going to oppose it. And then you're going to make it about the Jews, and it's not about the Jews. The Jews are being set up here, ladies and gentlemen. A two-year-old scribble on Shabbos, anyone that can rub two freaking brain cells together should know you don't want. I mean, if Biden was doing all this evil crap and they put a cross on the side of the tank, I'd say, take that off. Take that cross off there. You don't represent us. I mean, they had a Christian organization, and the government's like, thank you for running us. Thank you for telling us what to do, Christian organization. And we're going to arrest people and surveil them and take everything away from them. Thank you, Christians. I'd be like, hey, you don't represent me. I'm not with you. Let me just stop here before I come back into the Zuckerberg and all the rest of it. But the point is, we're in the season of false flags. They're planting false flags. That's how they intend to go the rest of the way here. It's obviously not going to work. A large portion of the public's totally awake. More waking up every day. This is an explosive situation. But separately, I get so busy I don't do this. InfoWars needs to expand, not contract. And if we don't get funding, we will implode. InfoWars is barely in the black, but that's not the reason to support us. These are great products you need. You want to experience ultimate fish oil, ultimate grill oil. You want to experience our full spectrum CBD oil. You want to experience our activated charcoal, essential oil, over-the-top high-quality activated charcoal toothpaste and tooth-whitening toothpaste. Limited supply. Just came in a few weeks ago. It'll be gone soon. But here's the most important point. Turbo Force. 10-hour clean energy. Sold out for 6-7 months. Finally back in stock. We got a limited supply. It will be sold out at current sales rates in about 3 weeks. So next Tuesday at midnight, it's going to go back to full price. If you want 10-hour clean energy, it's amazing, highest quality ingredients, amino acids and more, it is discounted right now, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And I thank you all for your support. These are great products. Also, going back to regular prices, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, and a bunch of other products because they're getting close to selling out. Some of the other products that have been sold out are about to be back in as well. That's kind of... We didn't have enough funds to get all our products since we have limited stuff to try to sell that and then try to put the money towards expanding our inventory back up. And very soon, hopefully, we'll have the inventory back to close to 100%, and then we'll be able to really rehire some folks, hire some new people, launch even more shows, and go to the next level. But we're right at that make it or break it point. So I thank you all for the seed money and your support, but you really need these products. And finally, I almost forgot. Survival Shield X3, the most important thing, the tri-iodine, the deep crystal iodine, and two other types that help in its full absorption. There's a small percentage of people can't absorb pure iodine. Most people cannot absorb bound iodine. That's why this is three different of the best types. Tri-iodine, InfoWarsStore.com. It is 25% off, but that sale is going to end on Tuesday as well. Because we got limited supply, it's about to be sold out again. Last time, again, it was sold out again for over 6 months. Hopefully, it'll only be sold out for a few months this time. But if you want your tri-iodine X3, it's available now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. All right, absolutely jam-packed transmission. Got a huge special guest I haven't told you about, former high-level psychological warfare expert in the U.S. Army, to break down the list. InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Yama, press that line.
The world is changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Much that once was is lost, for none now live who remember it.
It began with the forging of the great rings. Three were given to the elves, immortal, wisest and fairest of all beings. Seven to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. and nine. Nine rings were gifted to the race of men who, above all else, desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made. In the land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all. One by one, three lands and Middle Earth fell to the power.
All right, so that's the point we're at right now in the allegory. That's good. I want to go back to Alex Slaughter here on the Alex Jones Show. We have a special guest I'll tell you about in a moment. But that's what the global government is. That's what the cashless society is. That's what the mark of the beast is. That's what the beast system is. It's one computer system where if you don't do exactly what they say and behave the way they tell you to behave, there's always new demands. Always new things you got to do. Oh, did you sterilize yourself? Did you sterilize your children? You don't get bug protein this month. Oh, you're allowed to live another year, and then you're going to be euthanized. This is already being rolled out. It's already being proposed. It's already being done in places like Canada. They're already keeping babies alive. They're not just killing babies up to birth. They keep them alive for up to 2 weeks while they get the organ harvesting lined up to get the highest price. And the blood types matched. Remember the governor of Virginia like 5 years ago said, well, we don't involve the police. We just get there with the mama and we say, we're not going to resuscitate the baby. Maybe baby live, maybe baby die. And resuscitate is not the term they mean when they say, like you've had a heart attack and they resuscitate you with defibrillators or whatever, or mouth to mouth. This is a term for, do we say it's a human that's going to live, or do we say this baby isn't a person, but they keep it alive before they harvest the organs? So this is all, we're way down the rattle. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I said I'd play this earlier. We're going to do it now. So I've been trying to get to this for a week and a half. The first clip is a group of men who got convinced to hate themselves by psychologists and by the schools and systems to have their genitals cut off. But they don't just, like eunuchs, cut the testicles off or even cut the penis off. Because then, you know, the penis heals over. It's still very painful, reportedly. But you've just got a hole there, and you pee out of it. I'm sorry to get graphic. We're going to go over this. And by the way, you can online. The surgeries are public. There's breast surgeries. There's face surgeries. There's heart surgery. Any surgery you want to see, just type it in. If you type in the actual name of these, it's like penoplasty. There's a bunch of them. They will show it. And I don't recommend you look at it, but if you want to see the full horror, they tell them it's going to be great. You won't be depressed anymore. Do this. It's happening as young as 7-year-olds in the U.S., as young as 5 in the U.K., as young as 5 in Germany. They say the child can make the decision. Of course, they can't to buy liquor or join the military, but now they can. They've been convinced by their psychotic parents of the state. And now they're passing laws to take people's children away from, you know, the parents if they don't go along with it. And they go in and they flay the penis, and then they cut open into the body and they suture in the penis material into the sides of just muscles between your legs. And then they staple in what's left of the urethra back in the channel. So there's no muscles to dilate. There's no nerves. It's not natural. And it always becomes infected. It always becomes hellish. For the rest of their lives, they have to wear a big hollow prosthesis that, quote, keeps the artificial vagina open. A lot of times it gets maggots in it. I'm not joking, folks. And that's when people commit suicide. Then when they commit suicide, they say, oh, you didn't embrace it, how beautiful it is. Now it gets worse. With women, they cut their forearms off and muscles out of the front of their legs, because these doctors are all Hellraiser types, so they really get off on it. There's photos and videos of it. We're not going to show you. And they create usually 10 to 1 foot long giant penises because they love to cut more meat off the arms. Like, go ahead and show the fake penises. Okay, go ahead, we'll show them. And this is cut the forearms off, cut the muscles out, cut the thighs out. So now they're like these psycho looking creatures that are mutilated. People that are into self-harming love it. It's the next level. And then they sew it all together and put a tube in it, a catheter, up into your body. And they then create a giant fake penis that, look it up, usually within 6 months, people freak out and say, cut it off, remove it. But they say, oh, no, you're depressed, and you go forward with it. And then a lot of times it just rots off and falls off. And I think the record is like 4 years one of these things lasted. Okay? But it is a giant rotting piece of meat. Now, let me describe this for you, okay? I, 9 years ago, was in Big Bend, hiked too late in the evening, too late in the day, was hiking back in the dark, and got up to the side of the road near the lodge, and they had just pulled a telephone pole out, I later learned, put a new one in, but didn't cover the telephone pole hole, and I stepped 3 feet into it and blew, at the time, 60% of my Achilles. I went in, they said, well, you'll be off in a few months. We can staple it right now. You need to do it or it's going to go bad. I said, I'm in the middle of a divorce. I got stuff to do. I'm just going to ignore this. In fact, that was a week later. I still decided to stay in Big Bend and hike up, 5,000 feet on a mountain the next day after I blew it. That's the type of dumbass I am. I should have gone back to Austin, got it fixed anyway. Now it's necrosed and there's a big ball up on my calf and it's only about 10% left and I use my leg as a crutch. I can still run on it if I need to, but it's going to go out any time. I've been to four different top surgeons in Houston, Austin, and Dallas. And they said, we're going to have to take a tendon out of your big toe because you got two there. We're going to have to do a bunch of stuff. Probably the best thing is a cadaver out of China. I'm not doing that. Well, you have nothing there. So there's a good chance that we build it back up and take maybe muscle out of your thigh or your buttocks. If you keep all of it for 7 weeks and don't move it, you got about an 80% chance in rehab that it will ever work as good as even close. So top doctors are telling me we can't fix your leg now because you didn't get it fixed when you should have. Okay. All right. And that's, but we can make you a fake vagina or a fake penis, ladies and gentlemen. So real doctors will tell me, yeah, if we take muscle out of out of you, and we put a cadaver tendon in there and strengthen it with one of the tendons that goes to your big toe. 7 weeks in a cast and then 3 months of rehab. You're going to sign forms that it may fail and have to have another surgery and it may never work. But, three doctors telling me this. I went to other ones before and they said, you're inoperable. Inoperable. But man, you're a little kid. Woo, brother, we going to cut that penis off right now. Take care of you. We're going to make a big rotting hole inside of your body that the maggots are going to love. And we're going to have the whole media attack everybody with political pressure if you don't go along with it. That's what they set up. We'll be right back. I'll tell you about the special guest straight ahead. I'm going to try to ride the shotgun.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We are back broadcasting worldwide, and you know, I'm telling you all this horrible stuff because it's all going on. And everything I've told you, you can go verify for yourself right now, okay? We just showed medical site graphics, cartoon graphics of artificial penises, artificial vaginas, okay? Online, on Twitter, you can go see the actual medical videos and people complaining and saying what it was like and how hellish it is. Mm-hmm. So they know exactly what they're doing. They're walking people into literal mind control, taking their mental illness and making it 10 times worse. So I want to play back-to-back two different clips of people that are going public and speaking out against this. And remember, these are brainwashed victims coming out of it, so you still hear some of the brainwashing. Here it is.
Since my sex reassignment surgery, I had my SRS 10 years ago. It's been almost 4 years since I had the first stage of my vaginoplasty. I had my second SRS revision surgery. I am getting a second surgery. After my surgery, I was just in such a dark place that I didn't really want to talk about it. I didn't really want to have to go back into it and feel all those feelings over again. I had a few complications, bleedings, infections. I've had complications and I've had a hard time. I did have some complications and I did have some, you know, concerns that not everybody deals with.
I thought it would make me happier. And initially it did.
Was that worth the constant issues I've had? The dilation I have to do for the rest of my life?
I'm having the worst time with dilation.
I was experiencing a little bit of dehiscence, which is basically when you are so swollen that the sutures that they put start to rip open. It was as bad as it sounds.
I had trouble urinating. I kind of walked around with it for a year before I seeked help.
The reason I'm dilating twice a day is because if I miss once, it is so painful. I like dread it so much because it's so painful.
I went to dilate again that night and I think that I moved a stitch. I don't know what happened, but something happened and I was in excruciating pain. It felt like literally somebody had like shot me or stabbed me or burned me or something down there.
I had to dilate and I had to try to open my urethra up and it was just like... Yeah, I'm going to start crying.
I was bleeding every time. I literally was going to pass out. I threw up because I had so much pain.
I remember, like, bawling my eyes out, saying, like, what am I going to heal from this?
My body is constantly trying to heal after surgery, since it considers it to be an open wound.
I mean, what can I do except go and have another revision?
I remember starting to cry in the surgeon's office because I was like, I'm depressed. I'm in school. It's painful. Like, it's just, it's a lot.
The issues I had very early on should have been indications to me that I should not have done this. But I hated my male self so much that I needed to. And now there is no way to go back.
You can never go back. When you get a surgery, it's not always going to go well.
If I had known about the irreversible physical damage I caused my body, then I would have never done any of this.
It's very much a commitment for life. You're going to have to rely on doctors for the rest of your life.
Don't be like me and deny problems until it's too late. Rather, address them so you can be happier and live a healthier life.
The hardest part was like being sold something that I believe was going to help me and make me feel better, only to do all of it, and come out on the other side not feeling any better. I really can't. I can't ever undo it. I could have always waited, but I can't undo it now that I did it. I began transitioning at 12 years old. 12 years old when I started Lupron and testosterone, and it was only a month after my 13th birthday that I had a double mastectomy. I was in a place when I made those decisions where I did not have my comorbidities under control, and that just shouldn't be how it is when you make these types of decisions. There's just a lot that goes into making such life-changing choices that it's almost under duress when you have all these comorbidities stacked up and these issues. I came across Chloe Cole's case one night while trying to research and Google where my doctors are now and if they're still practicing. And I saw the active sue letter in her lawsuit. I am actively suing Kaiser Permanente, and I'm suing the doctors that gave me those treatments related to my transition. My name is Layla Jane. I'm 18 years old, and I am a woman who has detransitioned.
And Democrats are trying to pass laws that you can't do. The different transitioning training for people that are not happy in the gay lifestyle to say, hey, you could be in the heterosexual lifestyle. You can become monogamous. You can become celibate. Oh, no, we want to pass laws where you can't go and, quote, brainwash back. But I mean, here's the deal. I'm not attacking anybody other than those that want to attack children. If you're 18 years old and you really want to go have your penis cut off, I don't like it. It's terrible, but taxpayers shouldn't pay for it. But you have a right to even commit suicide if you want. I believe people have a right to kill themselves. I don't think it's good. I think it's bad. But, you know, I've had friends that were in pain, had cancer, didn't want to hurt their family, didn't want to spend all the money, went out on the back 40, stuck a shot down their mouth, blew their head off. There was people I respected and loved, killed themselves. I'm sad they did it, but, you know, they did it because they were stuck in Japan if the family can't make money and they can't do well, there's like six or seven of them. One person, you know, they got insurance, decides to commit suicide. They have a nice dinner with them, and the person kills themselves. Not a good thing, but to them, that's an honorable deal. I take care of the family. But when you target children when they're confused, when you're 7 years old and they ask you in school, this is all on record, to the little boys, do you like little boys or little girls? Well, little boys will tell you, I like little boys. We next to want to play with them. Batman and Robin. They go, oh, we're putting that in your file. Likes boys. Well, you want to have sex with boys? Same thing with girls. Ask girls, do you like girls or boys? I like girls. Now, most boys say they want to be with boys. Most girls say they want to be with girls. I was always the type that I was just attracted to girls. And I was, I'd be over there. I'd play with Barbies so I could hang out with the girls because I thought they were pretty. I played, obviously, Cowboys and Indians and Batman and Robin and Army as well. But I was more into, you know, playing doctor with the girls. So the issue here is that they're targeting our children when they're confused. It's run by the CIA, by MI6, by Tavistock Institute on record. It is a takedown of civilization operation. And, of course, the lawsuits are coming, but the system doesn't care. But this is horrible mutilation, horrible crimes. Now, Owen, I want to get your take on the situation. And then I'm going to host part of the next hour with you and then hand the baton to you. You've been doing a fabulous job. But I want listeners to also know that I said I'd get into Zuckerberg. I did not get into Zuckerberg, but I kind of got into it when I mentioned I was getting into Zuckerberg. But what I will do is bring up Zuckerberg with the guests because this ties in to all of this. And then we'll have a full report next week. So I want to put all this together. But I did send the crew just a few screenshots of video that we're going to have from the air of Zuckerberg's compound. And so we'll show that next hour. But Scott Bennett was an Army officer, Special Operations Psychological Warfare commissioned by Congress. Did a lot of really huge operations and work, exposed government corruption, and he's extremely articulate. I want to get his take on what's happening in Russia, what's happening with the power grid attacks, what's happening with elites building all these bunkers, what's happening with the debt ceiling, and so much more. So look for that next hour. I'll co-host with Owen Schroyer. But going out to break here, Owen, I want to remind listeners that X3 is going to be sold out at current sales rates in a few weeks. It's been sold out for a long time before that. If you want to get it and get it discounted, you've got 3 or 4 days more. We're going to run the sale through Tuesday. And then it's going to go back to regular price until it sells out. Get X3, Experience Triiodine, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Owen Schroyer, take us out to break with your take on the nightmares of transgenderism and the backlash.
Well, let's just look how they apply this to ending debate and executing power. At Twitter today, we discovered Twitter censored the Daily Wire's new video called What is a Woman? Elon Musk, hours later, made a statement that this was done by rogue individuals at Twitter. So they're still trying to clear out some of these rogue groups at Twitter that are censoring content they don't like. So that's going to be on Twitter. Now, look at this example of a pitcher in Toronto who comes out, shares a video that says, hey, we Christians are going to be boycotting Target because of their pride propaganda aimed at children. He then issues an apology, and it does nothing for him. He's still going to face punishment from the organization, and he still has local media demanding he get traded. And then in Uganda, the Biden administration said, we're not going to give Uganda any aid if you guys don't accept gay marriage. Uganda basically said, fine, then we don't want your gay money. So it just shows how they try to use the power of the purse to force culture. Alex, as we go to this break, more from Alex Jones.
Social engineering.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.